Thank you and welcome in to the Bonesville pregame podcast. Al Myatt joined by Kevin Monroe. Kevin, of course, an outstanding defensive back in his playing days for East Carolina. And you can hear him on the Pirate Radio Network as East Carolina takes on the NC State Wolfpack at Dowdy-Ficklin Stadium. Noon start on Saturday. And Kevin, you look back and NC State, I know, has some significance to you. You live more or less in the Raleigh area, and I'm sure you encounter a lot of State fans in your day-to-day work. But 1999, your senior year at East Carolina, that was a big year. That was the first time the Wolfpack ever came to Greenville, and I know you have some recollections about that day.
Yeah, Al. I mean, in my career, you know, I've got, you know, to play some of the in-state schools, and you know, it took the North Carolina legislator to come in and make, you know, schools start to play us more regularly. I never got a chance to play against UNC Chapel Hill, which is very disappointing. And they finally got it right with NC State while I was there, and so I actually got a chance to play NC State three times: 96, 97, and 99. And so that was great because I actually chose to come to East Carolina over NC State. Those were the two schools, my two best offers, and ended up, you know, winning two out of three at East Carolina over NC State. So it kind of validated my choice. But always a big deal, big game. You mentioned I live here in the Triangle now, and, you know, I work with several State graduates. And it's funny, I made the comment to a State fan in my office recently. I said, "You guys are used to opening up with some cupcake teams, but now you have a decent opponent to play against in game one. How are you feeling about that?" And the person responded, "Well, as far as I'm concerned, we're still opening against a cupcake." So I thought that was pretty good. So we'll see how it goes, but definitely some banter.
Kevin, that was a 23-6 ECU win in 1999, and one of the largest crowds, I think, in stadium history, because they put some temporary bleachers at each end zone, so that expanded the capacity of the stadium for that game. But NC State and their fan base anticipating great things this year. They come in ranked number 13. They've got the ACC preseason player of the year, quarterback Devin Leary. 10 starters back on defense from a 9-3 team, and so expectations are high for the Wolfpack.
Yeah, I remember that 1999 game. You're right, they did have temporary bleachers in each end zone, over 50,000 fans. It was the largest crowd in ECU history for a long time, only being broken just a few years back, I believe. But so, yeah, great opportunity to play the Wolfpack. It was the game that Steve Logan became the winningest coach in East Carolina history. I remember we carried him off the field. It was the last home game for my senior year. So a lot of good things. It gave the Pirates 9 wins that year, which was the most they'd had in a season in several years. So, yeah, I have very fond memories of that game. But, yeah, rolling into this year, Devin Leary and this NC State Wolfpack team is, you know, there's only 5 other teams in NCAA that are more experienced than them. Matter of fact, they have 2 guys in their offensive line coming back for their 6th season, and that's just those 2 guys. There's a few others just like it. So with the COVID year, and the opportunity for guys to play extra years, there's going to be some experienced teams around the country, and NC State's definitely one of them.
Well, Kevin, East Carolina coming off its first winning season since 2014. The Pirates feeling good about themselves after going 7-5 overall last year and 5-3 in the American Athletic Conference. Had the Berth and the Military Bowl, were supposed to play Boston College, supposed to face BC, but that game did not take place because of COVID issues with the opponent. That was somewhat disappointing, but East Carolina has built itself back after some lean years, and the Pirates have continued to upgrade the roster, transfers at receiver, in the secondary, and on the offensive line, should make this year's group even stronger than the team that finished 2021.
Yeah, I think the Pirates have won 4 out of the last 6 games. They had a lot of momentum going into The Military Bowl, unfortunate that it got canceled, but obviously we understand with the pandemic. So they're just looking forward to, you know, after a month of bowl practicing and then spring practices and summer workouts and then, you know, fall kind of preseason, they've probably had, you know, 60, 70, 80 practices without playing a game. And so they're looking forward to hitting somebody in a different color jersey, and what a better place to do it than in Dowdy-Ficklin Stadium. And you're right, a lot of people will be returning to this year's team, like quarterback Holton Ahlers, but there'll be a lot of new guys. You know, the Isaiah Winsteads of the world are going to introduce themselves to Pirate Nation. And I think the transfer portal and, you know, junior college transfers and things like that have made the college football landscape just completely different year in and year out now, because you just never know who's going to, you know, roll up to your university. And the Pirates have had some luck with that, you know, filling some spots on the offensive, defensive line, in the secondary, and at receiver. And so it'll be exciting to see what these guys can do. A person like Winstead only gets one shot at it. He gets 1 year to show Pirate Nation what he can do. So you know a guy like that will be ready to go.
You mentioned, of course, Holton Ahlers back at quarterback, and he started the last game against NC State 2019 in Raleigh, 34-6 loss for the Pirates. ECU was moving the ball early in the game. The safety came in and induced a fumble deep in state territory, and that was kind of an early turning point in that matchup. But Holton is back. He's more experienced and probably more confident in his abilities. And, of course, East Carolina has a more established running game at this point. They've got better balance on offense. And as a former defender, you know, when you can present yourself as with running and pass options, that is more to defend and makes the offense more potent.
Yeah, I think Coach Houston would tell you that the team he's putting on the field on Saturday is a much different team than he put on the field in 2019 against that Wolfpack team. You know, the cupboard was a little bit bare, a little bit lean, talent-wise, depth-wise, for Houston's debut back then. But now I think things are much, much different. I think this is an East Carolina program that can match up size and speed-wise with most programs in the country. And then you throw in some depth, they feel really good about that. And to have a quarterback coming back, as a senior, could have left, decided to come back. A lot of big hopes for him this season, just experience-wise. You know, just being a leader out there, just making sure the younger guys know where they're supposed to be and when they're supposed to be there. It doesn't hurt to have what I consider to be the best running back tandem in the conference, maybe in the country, and Roger Harris and Keaton Mitchell, and certainly one of the fastest players in the country in Keaton Mitchell. And so you get that running game going, it really opens up things for Holton Ahlers in the passing game. And you better believe that this NC State defense is going to try to crowd the line of scrimmage to contain those two guys. So there should be some opportunities in the passing game.
Yes, you mentioned Keaton Mitchell. And, of course, I think he's going to return some kicks this year. And then Luke Larson is moving in as the number one punter. So some changes in special teams for the Pirates. This game Saturday, Kevin, kicks off at noon, heat of the day more or less, and talk a little bit about that factor.
Yeah, I think Pirate fans would probably prefer a 3:30 or 4 or even a 6 p.m. start just to have some time to tailgate and have a good time before going to the stadium. This will be an early start. It'll be, you know, high 80s, low 90s, and, you know, the Pirates have practiced some in the heat to get used to it. They've had some scrimmages in the heat, and so have the Wolfpack, you know, just being 80 miles up the road. So both teams will be as acclimated as you can be to the weather. But certainly there'll be some guys cramping up. There'll be some, you know, some strains, some muscle strains and pulls. Hopefully not too bad. But you never know about the first game intensity until you're out there. And so that's going to be one of the things that will be very important for the Pirates on Saturday and the Wolfpack. Just being able to figure out how to maintain their intensity when it's hot outside and you're playing your first real game. So it'll be very interesting to see how both teams react to those situations.
Kevin, let's talk about the emotions, because it's NC State, it's a regional rival, and East Carolina has had no trouble in the past getting up in that situation. NC State, I don't know if how I'm sure that they're preparing for East Carolina, but you mentioned, you know, there might be the mindset in the fan base that this is not really a challenge for the Wolfpack. You mentioned the cupcake comment at the outset of the podcast, but talk about the emotion involved in today's contest.
Well, I think it'll be high emotion just because it's the first game. As I mentioned, for both teams, neither team got a chance to play in their bowl game, and so both teams are super excited about having the opportunity to play against somebody else. Game one, the Pirates want to, you know, they want to have back-to-back winning seasons, and every win matters when you're trying to get a winning season. Being 7-5 last year, I'm sure they'd like to get at least that many wins, if not more, this year. And so these are the ones that count. You get four straight home games, and so you're going to be full of emotion. But NC State, it's a whole different situation when you come into the season ranked 13th in the country, and you realize that you got to be in that top six or so to get an opportunity to play for a national championship. And so you can't have any letdowns. You can't have any setbacks. You can't afford to lose any games unless you're losing to an opponent ranked higher than you. And so to come in and play an unranked opponent in week one, they have all the pressure in the world, and they know that. And so the Pirates can come in and hang free and hang loose and come out and just play their game, whereas I expect the Wolfpack to be a little bit uptight, a little bit tense, a little bit nervous, a little bit unsure. Now, they've got a ton of talent, and so that talent will always rise to the occasion. But I think the game will be a little bit tighter than NC State fans will probably want it to be, and we'll see how it what happens in the end.
Well, that's kind of like what linebacker Miles Berry said at Media Day, that, you know, the pressure's on NC State. East Carolina doesn't really have the pressure of that type of expectations, and so the Pirates may be able to play a little looser, a little more freer, but we'll see certainly on Saturday. Let's talk about that Bonesville tradition, Kevin. Kevin's keys to the game.
Yeah, we talked about NC State returning 10 starters on defense to a very, very good defense. This is a team that won 9 games a year ago, and so I think the very first key is establishing the run against this defense. And the Pirates take pride in the fact that they have two of the best running backs in the country. They're returning a couple of offensive linemen, but they got some new folks up front. So they're going to have to establish themselves, show what they can do, maintain that line of scrimmage, and find just a little sliver. So those guys, Roger Harris and Keaton Mitchell, can get through there. That's going to be big. Defensively for the Pirates, it's all about Leary. I mean, this is a guy – you've got to get pressure on him. He threw 35 touchdowns to only 5 interceptions last season, which is unbelievable. He's already set several records and looking to set and break several more in Wolfpack history. And so you've got to get pressure in his face. You've got to make him make some mistakes. You've got to get those young DBs an opportunity to get their hands on a football and just, you know, kind of mess things up in that regard with Leary. And then lastly, I'm going to give you a combination of both turnovers and penalties. Those two things, turnovers obviously you can say in any game, but in the first game it's huge, and against a top 13 opponent it's going to be huge. The Pirates have to win the turnover battle in order to win this football game, but penalties will be big for both teams in the opening game, probably every team in the country for an opening game, because offsides and false starts and those things tend to pop up in game one, and so the team that can minimize the penalties will be the team that can win this football game.
And Kevin, neglected to mention, of course, that Ruffin McNeil, a former ECU player and coach, he'll be back on the sideline. It'll be the opposite sideline from the Pirates. He's a special assistant in the NC State football program. And just your thoughts on that.
Yeah, I mean, everybody loves Coach Ruff. If you've met Coach Ruff and you don't love him, it's your fault, not his. He's just a great guy. The time he spent here, will not be forgotten. He was obviously put in the Hall of Fame since he left because of the player that he was and the coach that he was. And I know he'll have mixed emotions, you know, being from Eastern North Carolina, he'll have mixed emotions about coming back here and being a visitor for the first time. And so everyone will be so happy to see him. But he's got a job to do. You know, he's now a coach of the Wolfpack, and they're coming here trying to get a win, and they're looking forward to a big-time season. But it'll be great to see Coach Ruff.
Well, Kevin, thank you so much. And Look forward to another season on the Bonesville podcast, and of course that big game coming up with the Wolfpack, and we'll talk next week on the Bonesville pregame podcast.
Appreciate it, Al.
They're stealing our ship. Bloody pirates!